we take breaks once a quarter. So, you know, like we have a spring break, a fall break, a summer break, and a winter break. But what we do is during that season, right, we record extra material that will be used to make the show. So it's kind of like an evergreen show, right? So it's not, it's a show that maybe isn't as topical or whatever, but it's brand new content. But we put that, it's pre-done that we've done over the period of that time. And then it goes on instead of a rerun. It's a kind of an evergreen show that goes in place so that we can have, you know, a week or two off once every quarter, because, you know, we're not all Big Fatty. Right?
No, that's true.
I mean, Big Fatty does the whole, you know, I'm going to do a show, God damn it, and I don't care if I'm in the hospital dying. I'm going to do a fucking show every day for 20 minutes. And you get to the point, and it's not just me, right? It's other podcasters that get burnt out. There's times that you're just like, I just fucking don't want to do a podcast this week. I just don't want to do it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
No, I'm going to do a show, God damn it, and I don't care if I'm in the hospital dying.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1080 of the BFO for Monday, the 19th of March, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show y'all, I'm gonna review the weekend, and Big Freddy, that's all you've got. There's nothing more. Hello, cages. Big Freddy, what the hell is this music, and why are we cages? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. We are at Sweet 16. Big Freddy, oh, we know what it is now. Y'all, even if you're not watching the NCAA basketball tournament, y'all, I know you've heard the music before, and y'all, it's been going all weekend, y'all. We have gone from 6 to 8 teams down to the Sweet 16. Big Freddy, isn't that also a name of a donut? It is, as a matter of fact, the Sweet 16. And y'all, let me just say that the TV machine here at the Fat Cave, I don't have a bracket or a dog in this fight. Is that it, Big Freddy? A dog in the fight? Y'all, I don't really give a shit. But y'all, it was exciting to see some of the lower seeded teams beat some of the upper seeded teams. Yeah, that's the nice thing about this, is that, you know, Cinderella still lives. Big Freddy, that's a good one. Cinderella still lives. So, anyway, y'all, that was on the TV machine all weekend long. And, but that's not all that I did this weekend. No, Big Freddy, there's just so much more. There's like when you took a dump, and then when you wash the dishes, and when you put your filthy underwear in the bed. Yeah, I guess it, y'all. y'all, I hope you had a great St. Patty's weekend. I hope you got pinched if you weren't wearing green. Big Fatty did not wear green all weekend, and y'all, people just ran away from me. You know, oh no, we don't want to pinch Big Fatty. That means we'd have to touch him. So, anyway, but y'all, it was not, the basketball was on all weekend, but that's not all I watched this weekend. I watched several other things that I had pre-recorded, but y'all, the one thing that I want to tell everybody about, you know that cassette converter, you know, where you convert your cassettes into the MP3 files, y'all, I did some of that over the weekend, and so y'all, there's music that I had forgotten. I had forgotten that I had, and y'all, this is music. This is back when Big Fatty worked at the radio station, y'all, and I think I've talked about this before. And, y'all, this is back in the, let's see, when would this have been? This would have been in the, oh, I don't know, 1987, somewhere in there. So what is that, 25 years ago? Big Freddy, you're ancient. You're just ancient. Almost 25 years ago. Y'all, this is back before there was an Intertubes. There was nothing like an MP3, and y'all, you had to use your cassette tapes. You had a collection of the cassette tapes. Oh, y'all, that's chicken wings. Yes, McFreddy. And, y'all, back in those days, Big Fatty worked at the radio station. And y'all, if you wanted music, you had to go out and buy it. You couldn't just go and Big Fatty, you don't talk about Steven. Anyway, but y'all, I worked at the radio station, and it was they played the easy listening music, the easy listening at WDXZ, Dixie 104.5 FM. So y'all, I had made some tapes of different music beds and different songs that I liked and things like that. And I was able to listen to some of this stuff, y'all, that I hadn't listened to in years and years and years. And y'all, you may be hearing some of it pop up here on the BFO. Big Freddy, please do not use the words pop up when you're on your little show. It's just vulgar. We are trying to keep Cheerios down, and you are talking about popping up. Big Freddy. Yeah, gotta see, y'all, this is gonna be the news of the weekend! Y'all, I don't know if you recognize this music or not, but y'all, this is from one of my favorite movies of all times. It's from Network, and when the news would come on, with the skeletons in the closet and the soothsayer and all that kind of stuff, and just fabulous, y'all. But y'all, the weekend, it was, well, of course, as you know, it was St. Patrick's weekend. And, y'all, evidently everybody enjoyed their cone beef all weekend long, and, that's just lovely. Y'all, I finished mine up, made some cabbage soup and, all kinds of stuff, and y'all, it was just lovely. Yes, Big Freddy, just lovely. Let's see, what else did I have? Y'all, there were no gentlemen callers this weekend. But, Big Freddy, that just ended abruptly. let's see. And I told you that I did the taping and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, I'm going to talk about, some things that I watched on the TV machine this weekend. But, Saturday, I went out and, some beverages at the with Granny and Miss Porter, and let's see what else. Then Sunday, y'all, I went by the Vons East, and I got several things to make me some homemade. Now, it's not gourmet, y'all. It is not gourmet, but it is homemade spaghetti sauce. And, y'all, it is on the stove right now. Y'all, I also found a low-carb pasta. And, y'all, there was a coupon online and all that. I goggled it, y'all. And I went and I got that. I'm going to have me some sketty when I'm done here and a garden salad. And let's see. And then what else? Since I told you I went by the Vons East, can you hear that? Y'all, should we have some special music for the coupon? Yes, Big Freddy, pull something out of your ass. Dear Gussie, Big Freddy, you did pull it out of your ass. Y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Well, y'all, I went to the Vons East, and they had the good apple snack on sale, and got eggs and mushrooms, and y'all, the the pasta that is low carb is called Dreamfields. Dreamfields, and it was on sale, and I had a dollar off coupon also. Got some all kinds of stuff, green beans and almonds and all kinds of stuff like that. And y'all have spent $38.62 and saved $7.95. Big Freddy, that just sounds as lovely as this music. Yes! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, while I was out, I went by the P.O. Box. And y'all, those guys, y'all, those guys there from Old Bacon. And y'all, it's in a bright yellow envelope. Y'all, looks like that, those Baylor Bears basketball uniforms this weekend. I know none of you watch the basketball, but Big Freddy, anyway. Big Freddy, move forward. You're talking about stuff nobody cares about. And y'all, there's a card in there. And y'all, there is a picture. There is a picture on the front of the card. Y'all, it is a picture on the front of the card. And it's there's a squirrel. There's a squirrel sitting there with a nut in his hand. And y'all, there's a kitty cat. There's a kitty cat there. And the kitty cat is looking away and is going, and it says, no, I do not want to see your nuts. And y'all, then Miss Bacon has written that the squirrel is that Daniel. Biba. And Big Fatty, of course, is the kitty cat. Big Fatty. And by the way, y'all, that was that Daniel. Biba. At the beginning of today's little show, and y'all, evidently he's gonna turn into an evergreen tree. Bang, Freddy, don't you know it? Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, let's see what this says. Dear Gussie, it says Daniel. Y'all, it's why did I get? No, it's a card for Daniel Biba. And it says, well, I'll just go ahead and read it, y'all, because his exiting of the birth canal is coming up soon. My assistant has not gotten me the list of the exiting celebrations so far for this week. So y'all, you'll have to forgive me if there's someone other than the Hat Arena that is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal today. It says Daniel. By the way, Daniel, I'll just read this to you. On your birthday or in Vegas or whenever you get this, if you ever get it, please use my $4 to buy your songs so you can shorten them. And y'all, there's $4 $1 bills in there. Okay. And also add the 31-cent check I received to your prize box. Y'all, she's gotten a 31-cent check from from Citibank, and it is a refund of a credit balance on her account. So that's 31 cents, and y'all, she has endorsed it over to pay to the order of the Death Phone watch game. Big Freddy, I can't wait for them to take that one to the bank. Add the 31-cent check I received to your prize box. Oh, by the way, the prize from me was $21, not $20. Y'all, I don't have any idea what the hell that's all about. It says, oh, and then printed in the card, it says, remember, your age isn't the only thing best kept to yourself on your birthday. Only love, Kathy Bacon. So, Mr. Biba, I have got a card here for you with $4.31, or excuse me, $4 in cash money and a 31-cent check that I'll be more than happy to bring to you out there at the Pride 48. Big Freddy, you'll never remember it, but it's a cute card. You're just going to really look forward to seeing that when you eventually get it. I'm not forwarding it. She didn't include a stamp for forwarding. So, Big Freddy, move forward!
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Freddy?
I don't know who he is, but...
Vicious into the BFO Walnut Hills desk. Evidently, according to the Bonds,
Yo, hey, yo.
Mayor McCheese is dead.
F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, there's good news. And there's bad news. Oh, dear God. So, y'all, I think we'll start with the bad news. Y'all, if you are watching that Rosie O'Connell show over there on the Okra Network, y'all, I hate to tell you this, but it's been canceled. Big Freddy, I'm sorry to hear it. It was so lovely. And y'all, Big Fatty has canceled a quiz program. Y'all, I know that's breaking news. But anyway, y'all, I'm not going to watch that fashion star. Y'all, I don't like it. I just don't like it, is all I got to say. And so, you know, I went in with an open mind and I gave it one episode and I said, No, I will not watch it. No, Big Freddy, no more of the fashion star. But y'all, let's turn now to the good news. Oh, dear Gussie. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, tonight is the night, Monday night, the 19th, oh, yeah, Gussie, y'all, and the dancing is returning, and I don't really know a lot of the folks on this show, but y'all, that Rosie O'Connell, whose show has been canceled, y'all, she had on Urkel. She had Urkel on one of her shows last week. And y'all, evidently, he's one of the people dancing. Y'all, I had no idea. So y'all, if you wanted to see old Urkel, Big Freddy, it just sounds vulgar when you say the word Urkel. It sounds like something a cat does that you step in the middle of the night. Oh, look, old pussy Urkeled all over. Pussy Urkel. Y'all, I believe that was Turnip Head's drag name. Big back in the 90s, yes. Pussy Urkel. Y'all, speaking of Pussy Urkel, let's go over here to Spotting Big Fatty. Because, y'all, I know I'm going to hear it. Y'all, evidently, I listened to part of that Stick It With a Poke on Saturday night. I was out. Oh, dear Gussie, I was out doing some errands before going out to the... And y'all, my straight boyfriend, my straight boyfriend is straight Bob, but my straight boyfriend in the arc, who is not, y'all, he was evidently reading gay porn on there or something. I don't know what he was doing, but y'all, you know, nothing surprises me anymore. Big Freddy, you can say that again. Okay, nothing surprises me. Big Freddy, I didn't mean for you to actually say it again. Dear sweet Gussie, you just keep repeating yourself. It's like making one of them evergreen shows that Daniel talks about. And I mean,
I'm going to do a show, God damn it, and I don't care if I'm in the hospital dying.
Well, why don't you do one of those limit up little shows then?
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.